Congratulations on allowing yourself to rest. And I wonder if you could make yourself even more comfortable. Perhaps there's a little squiggle in there that wants to come, or a yawn, or a sigh. The intention of this nidra is to support you in moving fluidly through all seasons of receiving with ease. And though there may be many invitations here, you are fully entitled to only take what is useful for you. My voice will be here to guide you, but you can just ignore anything that doesn't work for you. There's no goal. There's nothing to achieve or arrive at or conquer. And equally, there's nothing wrong here. There's nothing that needs to be fixed or sorted. And you're free and welcome to move into more comfort, whatever that is for you today. It might be moving more or it might be moving less. Receiving the sounds in the room into your ears. Sounds of humans resting. Hum of the heating. Bodies settling. Receiving sound from further away, the swoosh of wind and trees. Receiving sounds with soft ears. Receiving breath in the nose. Noticing sensation of air arriving in nose, in nostrils. Receiving texture over face. Receiving texture in toes. Receiving the texture in all five left toes and all five right toes. Receiving texture in hands, maybe fingers. Palm, back of hand. Furry texture, hard, soft. And noticing texture on both hands and both toes, the toes of both feet, all at the same time. And receiving earth through where the head is resting. Head being received. Head receiving touch from pillows and cushions and mats. Mats receiving back of the body, top of the shoulders, mid-back. Shoulders being received. Cushions and mats and blankets, receiving pelvis, receiving your bum or hips. You are being received by the earth, and you are receiving feedback through the pelvis. Feeling behind the knees, feeling of bolster or squish of cushion. Backs of knees, feeling the backs of knees, how it is for them to be supported. And heels, feet on earth, a block or mat. Heels being received. Whole body received. Whole body. Whole body receiving goodness, receiving goodness on the tongue, on the back of the tongue, and the tip of the tongue, receiving goodness in the throat, goodness in the throat. Soft and sweet, making its way down the inside of the body to the belly. Belly filling with goodness. Upper belly, the navel, lower belly. Whole belly full of goodness. And the warmth, sweet, goodness in the belly moves back up through to the heart. The left side of the chest and the right side of the chest. Goodness on the left collarbone and the right collarbone. Goodness in the left shoulder. Goodness on your shoulder. Left shoulder and left upper arm. And elbow and forearm, wrist. Goodness filling the hand on the left side. So the palm and the back of the hand and the thumb and index finger, the middle finger, ring finger and little finger. So the whole of the left arm and shoulder is full of goodness. Goodness in the right collarbone and sinking deep into the right shoulder. Whole of the right shoulder full of goodness. And right upper arm, elbow, forearm, the right wrist, the whole of the right hand, the back of the right hand, the palm, the thumb, the whole of the index finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger is full of goodness. Both arms are full of goodness. And the chest. And the belly. Pelvis full of goodness. The reproductive organs, the reproductive space. Excretory organs. Full of goodness. The left hip. Filling left thigh. Goodness flowing down the left leg through the knee, the shin and calf and ankle. The left foot at the top of the foot, the heel and sole, the ball of the foot. And all five toes on the left foot, the big toe and second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Whole of the left leg and foot. Full of goodness. Right hip. Filling, filling, filling and spilling down the right thigh and right knee, the right shin and calf, right ankle and the right foot, the top of the right foot, the sole, the heel, the ball of the right foot, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. The whole of the right leg and foot are filled with goodness, and the whole of the left leg and foot are filled with goodness. Both legs. The sacrum, the coccyx, pelvic floor, external organs, internal organs of the pelvis filled. The bones of the pelvis full of goodness. Filling up the back of the spine. Coming through each vertebrae. goodness flowing up the back from the lower back, mid back, between the shoulder blades, the top of the spine at the back, the cervical spine in the neck. The right kidney full and left kidney full of goodness. Both kidneys together. The back of the skull. Forehead. Left temple. Right temple. Left eye. Right eye. Whole of the face, full of goodness. Whole body filled. Whole body feeling goodness. And finding a yes in the body. A yes might be expansive or warm or open or soft. And deepening into that yes. Giving it your attention. Shining a light onto the yes in the body. And then turning your attention to a no. A no might be cool or tight or shrinking, curling inwards, moving away. Welcoming no in the body and giving your no the light of your attention. Welcoming the no. And then witnessing both the yes and the no together. The no and the yes together. And letting that go as you rest in this nidra to move fluidly through the cycle of receiving. And imagining that you're walking in a woodland and you have everything you need here. You are well resourced. And you can smell the leaf mould, hear the call of the birds. As your feet move through the grass, and you have purpose here. So you follow a path to find your particular tree, your mother tree. And this ancient being has been established here in this wood for centuries. Her slow and solid presence has provided shelter and food for many generations. She's seen many storms roll in and roll out. See the unique shape of your tree, of your mother tree. The canopy, bark, leaf. And beneath it all, the mycelial network weaving between the roots, holding the community. Lean into her. take your seat here. Take your rest here against the mother tree. And notice desire arising in the body. Longing or need. And as your sensation blooms into your awareness, you understand clearly what it is that you need. And simply and with ease, you extend your awareness into the outside world. Your arms and legs easily take you to what you need. You move towards what you desire. You receive what it is that you desire. And you can take your time to feel into, is this right? Is this what I need now? You get to choose whether to take it in or to leave it. How much to have. You get to choose what is enough for you. And you can take it in. You can take in whatever it is that you need. And as you rest, you can let the goodness come into the whole of your system and feed every part of you. Feeling the goodness nourish the whole of your system. And notice how by receiving, you are more whole. You are more you. You are more expansive. You are more grounded. Resting in this yoga nidra to move fluidly through the seasons of receiving. Feeling the support underneath you, behind your head, maybe a blanket or cushion, behind your back, beneath your knees, beneath your heels, whole body supported, held here, held by earth. As we move towards the end of this nidra, letting the sounds be received by soft ears again. Sounds from outside. Sounds inside the room. And your body sounds. Sound of breath. Rumbling tummies, whisper of hair, making the in-breath a little bigger now, receiving air more fully into the nose, filling the chest and belly. And bringing awareness to the sense of texture on fingers. So you might be feeling your blanket, noticing how that feels, or you might let your thumb pad meet your index finger and so on, if that feels nice. Feeling texture in the fingers of both hands, And if the texture doesn't suit you, you can find a different texture, exploring with fingers and feeling texture around toes, wiggling toes in socks, remembering the socks that you put on this morning, how they feel, or blanket against feet. And feeling all four, two hands, two feet, feeling texture. And letting this textural investigation extend so that you bring more movement into the body, maybe starting to stretch arms a little, seeing what arms would like to do, what the arms need here. Returning gently, gently back towards the present day. And I recommend rolling to one side if you haven't already, in your own time. Taking a really slow journey back towards the everyday.